Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for the Original Lyrics Dream radio show. I welcome everyone, first-time listeners, to our show, and we have a new primetime slot at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I think we're trying to get some more listeners on the West Coast because of the three-hour time difference in California and all those states, and I'd like to change to 8:30 primetime. And we're very blessed with the people around the world that have listened to our show. I'm very humbled. We're now currently heard in 24 countries. That's absolutely incredible. Everybody, I want to say this briefly, and I know everybody is watching TV and paying attention to the coronavirus. Please, everyone, wash your hands, keep the germs away, and be safe. I mention this because we are being heard in 24 countries, and boy, it's on the news every night, and people are watching, and just be careful out there, and just a basic, simple tip of, you know, just washing your hands and, you know, being careful. To listen live tonight, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening. He's uploading the photos and the music from our guest. We are an iHeartRadio podcast. You can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app, Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, and Spotify for podcasters. And good news this week, we have new replay partners just announced with Baker Podcast, Pocket Cast, and also Radio Public. So welcome anyone who listens to our show. Replay on those three outlets. Very excited about that to add to Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Our show name concept is based on my first recording in studio CD, titled, of course, Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The chorus you just heard to begin the show is my own song titled Stomp the Ants. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. And as the lyric says in the chorus, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. My hope is we can pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. And my own writing inspiration has come from my life, current events, and family. And I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. Now, it's only 8 years ago. So, everyone, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So, please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. And, everybody, here on a slideshow, Belle Nickerson. Now, Belle has many titles. She loves playing the bass. And we thought this would be really cool to have a guest on from a manager's perspective. Belle is also the manager of Lester Green, and we had Lester on our show a few weeks ago, and he was great. I mean, we played a couple of Lester's hip-hop tracks, and they were just wonderful. So without further ado, let me introduce and welcome a very multi-talented individual who wears many hats. We're going to explore her love for music, and as I mentioned, the manager's perspective on music. Belle Nickerson, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Hey, how are you? This is Belle Nickerson. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can, Val. How are you?
I am super fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. By the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I turned 21 again yesterday.
You know, age is, when people ask my age, I say, well, you know, I don't even mention the number, and, you know, just tell them you're as old as you feel. So if you feel great, age is irrelevant, right?
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
No, age is irrelevant. So if you look good and you're full of energy, then age is just a number.
That's all that matters. Absolutely. You got it.
Absolutely. So we're going to ask you a series of questions, Belle, so our listeners can get to know you better. And please tell our audience where you're from and what's really cool about your city.
Okay. Well, I am Belle Nickerson. I am from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Love the beach. I currently live in Atlanta. And what's cool about my city, Atlanta, Georgia? Wow. You know what? Atlanta is a great place because the hospitality is amazing. The homes are very affordable here. And Atlanta is the place for entrepreneurship. Hands down, networking and entrepreneur. That's what's cool about Atlanta, Georgia. I love it.
Yeah, it is really cool. I've been to Buckhead a few times, and there's a lot of cool things happening there. And I know Lester just recently moved there, right?
He did, yes.
Yes. Well, good, good. Yeah, Atlanta is absolutely wonderful. When did you start picking up the bass, Belle, and tell us what you love about this instrument? I've always said bass and drums are really the backbone of a band sound. I've always felt that way. And when did you start, playing the bass?
That's a great question, and you're right, because the bass and the drums is definitely the backbone of the sound. I started picking up a bass, I want to say, roughly about 14 years ago, and I used to come to Atlanta before I moved here, and saw this amazing bass player. It looked really easy, but oh my God, it was absolutely hard. But now I've mastered it, and I got about 8 of them now. So yeah, I love the bass. 14 years.
I think of I'm a big rock band. I love rock bands, and I think of all the great bass players and rock bands. And you know, you think about their sound, and the sound would not be complete without that strong bass, consistent beat, that tempo from that instrument.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who are the artists out here, Belle, that have inspired you? I know I've followed you in social media, and I do know one artist you like, Miss Diana Ross.
Yeah, she's amazing. That's a great question. There's so many artists that I am motivated by. Diana Ross, of course, and let's see who else is out there. Aretha Franklin. You know, Aretha Franklin is an amazing artist, absolutely. And, you know, some male artists like Smokey Robinson. Of course, the Jackson 5 back in the day. There's too many to name, but I would definitely say Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross for sure. Very motivating.
Yeah, well, you can think of R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I love her. I love her.
No, I love the Motown. The whole Motown family is, you can go back, Stevie Wonder, and the list goes on and on.
So many, yes.
Well, I mentioned earlier, you're the manager of Lester Green, and well, I really enjoyed the conversation with Lester. He is, he reminds me of the Energizer Bunny. He's full of, he's full of energy. And we played an absolute couple of great hip hop tracks from him that I just really loved. And, it's interesting to get a manager's perspective, on music. I don't think we've done that so far. And this is episode number 37. Where did your relationship again with Lester and talk about, you know, managing his day-to-day activities?
Great question. So one of my girlfriends from Washington, D.C., make a long story short, one of my girlfriends, Andre Harris from Washington, D.C., she said to me that she wanted me to watch this film that she did. And I saw the film, and the film was called Mama's Boy. And Lester was in it, and I saw the film, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, who is this guy, right? So long story short, he was coming to Atlanta to visit. And she said to me, I want you to take care of Lester. He's like a son to me, and he's coming to Atlanta. And I said, great. We connected on the phone, and he came to Atlanta. I said, you know what? I have a big house. You can stay in one of my bedrooms. I didn't even really know Lester at all. We just talked on the phone, right? He came to Atlanta. He visited me for a week or so, and I just fell in love with his energy. He's a very positive. He worked. Listen, Lester Green is the hardest working man on the planet. This man is always doing something. But that's how I met Lester, and I started to connect him with some of my networking people here in Atlanta, and we just made an amazing connection. I said, you know what? You need to move here. So he moved to Atlanta. He stayed with me. He has his own room over here. He's absolutely amazing. But that's how I met him, absolutely. He's amazing. You got to love him.
That's great. No, he is full of energy, and I may actually use. I'm thinking about a new CD project for me. I may use Lester on a track. I have an idea in mind, and he's incredible. You're right.
He is. He does everything. He acts. He does it all. He's modeling now. He is a one stop shop. Honestly, he's amazing. He's a one.
Well, I want to ask you.
I say it all the time. Yeah.
I want to ask you a two-part question because I know you play the bass and you understand the chord structure of the bass. So as you develop a song, and this is a question I've asked many people, and this is what I usually think of. I usually look at the title of a song, the melody, then maybe think about lyrics, the bridge, and then get into the composition like beat and chords. Have you ever written an original? Have you thought about writing an original song before, Belle?
You know, that's a great question, Russell. No, I've never thought about that. I've always played music, but I've never thought about writing. You know what? No, let me take that back, Russell. I've thought about writing a song. I get stuck for some reason. I can play it, but when it comes to, like, writing it, no. I would love to. I start, then I stop. Then I start, then I stop. But you know what? That's a great idea. You just put something else for me to do.
You know, it's really, you know, I walk around with a voice recorder all the time because ideas can come to you, you know, at a split minute. And you don't want to forget it because if you try to think about it later, sometimes you forget. So I always look at the title and then I think about, you know, a melody. You know, how is that vocal going to sound and what's the tone and the structure of the song? But it's a great process, but there are many, you know, artists out there that do get stuck, you know, but it's okay, I think, to start and then save it, and then you can always revisit it and go back. So sometimes songs come quick, but sometimes it's work in progress.
Absolutely.
You currently have a radio show at one time, and are you still doing that?
So, when you know what, you got some really good questions, Mr. Russell, today, okay? Good
well,
job.
Well, thank you so much.
But to answer your question, yes, I was on a radio show here in Atlanta, and I would interview some amazing clients. I am also, I sit on the board with a film festival here, the film industry, and I would interview all the celebrities that would come in and out of town. But I wear so many hats right now. I'm actually getting away from radio, and I'm about to get on a cable network moving forward. So that's my next project.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm working on now.
Very nice. Beautiful. You'll have to keep us up to date on that. That sounds exciting.
Absolutely. It is. Thank you.
Well, I know you're very active in Lester, your energy is contagious. You know, we talk about the music industry on the show. It's really about marketing and advertising on social media platforms, streaming, and the digital landscapes. One of my favorite platforms is Reverb Nation, and it's the best music platform for the artists to market all of their services. And I've been in there for 7 years. I know Lester is in there, and the connections I've made with other artists and fans are incredible. What are your thoughts on how social media has really, truly brought people together?
That's a great question. Social media, Russell, is, honestly, it's a platform to bring people together because I've met so many people through social media, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, like all of these outlets, all of these platforms for us today. I believe that social media, it brings people together because sometimes if I'm on social media and I'm also a travel agent, I also own a travel agency as well, connections and people tag each other. And that's the thing about Atlanta, Russell. If you can help somebody get somewhere, and that's what Atlanta is all about. It is about bringing people together, and especially on all social media platforms. It's amazing.
No, it is amazing.
Social media put a lot of money in my pocket.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you think about how you did advertise back in the day, but now with social media, with a quick post, you're available to the entire planet. How incredible is that? And I say that every week to my guests. I mean, you can mix and master a song and put it in social media and Facebook, and like in a minute, you're in Japan, you're in Australia, you're everywhere.
Absolutely. I love it.
A long time ago, record stores were the standard. I know you probably went to a record store, before and looked for an album of your choice. And, we think about albums and CDs and, back in the day, then you went on tour to kind of support your album. And, as you mix and master your sound and place it in the social media feeds, you're available, as I mentioned, to the entire planet. Do you like where, and I know you're a big music fan, do you like where music is today and kind of replacing the digital stream with, buying that album and CD back in the day?
Yes. It's funny you say that because I was going through some boxes not too long ago and I found a cassette tape, right? A cassette tape.
Oh.
You remember back in the days? Hey, Russell, you remember like back in the days when they would take, when the tape would come out, you could just turn it around and it just goes right back into the cassette tape? I found one of those.
Oh, no.
Listen, music has come a long way. I mean, you have what? You have SoundCloud, you have YouTube, Pandora, Spotify. We didn't have all that when I was growing up. I don't know how old you are, but I grew up with 8-track. You remember what an 8-track was like back in the day?
I do remember what an 8-track is. The cassette and the 8-track, when the tape got stuck, and there's no way you're going to put that together, I did what I called a heave out the window, and away you went.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, I love what the music is today. The music today is not like it was, 20, 30 years ago. It's come a long way. You can get anything at your fingertips, anything.
It's funny, I'll elaborate on that because I did some research on Spotify and, I've been in there for years and I have some good numbers, I think, with followers. But to have a million streams, so if an artist has a million streams and everybody, what a stream is, if an individual listens to your song for at least 30 seconds, that counts as a paid stream on Spotify. So I think a million streams will make you about, I think it's $3,000. But that's a lot of streams,
wow.
And 1 million.
Wow.
So everybody out there, you better get busy with your streams. But it's very different how artists make money today. And, instead of promoting your album or CD, and then he just went on tour and did, you know, every possible city you can play. But no, it is interesting. I think the best thing is the instant delivery of your music everywhere around the world, and I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Well, Belle, I want to take a break, and I'm going to get your opinion when we come back, but I'm going to play a closing track from my album, Constructive or Destructive, and I think you'll like this one. This is called Love Will Always Find a Way. Get a little bit of everything here. You have a great sax player in Leon Morley, who I brought in. You get some great backing vocals, and it's a great message about a man's perspective, was in a relationship, and then that relationship went astray. They broke up, but now he's thinking about it, and he's kind of pondering and considering. So I'm going to get your opinion on the way back. But, Bill, let's go ahead and play Love Will Always Find a Way.
We met each other hanging around, and pleasure to meet you as well. Be myself, easy to talk with her, thoughts that seem ready to surface. Her eyes, her face, her smile the way you judge.
Josh Gould, Joshua and Desiree Sherman, Colleen Bradham, Spencer Bradham. But, yeah, I really love that track at the end. Everybody, let's welcome back our guest tonight, Belle Nickerson. Belle, did you like that?
I absolutely loved it. I was over here saying, hey, it's nice. I love that.
Thank you.
Did you like that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's an example
amazing.
Of a song I wrote. Yeah, and at the end, I acquired a long, long time ago, and I thought at the end, let's bring in all these voices and blend it to make it sound like a choir. And yeah, that's what's great about going in the studio and building your song and doing all these different parts, and these people come in and they do their part, and then when it's all done, you've given birth to a song.
That's amazing. That's really good. Good job.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Everybody, let's welcome back our guest tonight, Belle Nickerson, and you're our first guest in our new time slot, 8:30. We wanted to kind of open it up to people on the West Coast. It's 5:30 at that time, and hopefully we can get some more listeners there. Belle, let's talk about artists. You know, who make music, and for me personally, I do it because I just love it. I'm not doing it for, you know, fame or the potential money I make. You know, it's an honor for me that one person will buy my song or album. You know, you're an artist in many areas, and I respect your opinion. What is your advice to the new artist, you know, the new singer, songwriter, musician, or any profession?
Great question, Russell. My advice, honestly, is to keep going. Never give up. And sometimes people, let me say this. So a lot of times we have dream killers around us. It could be our family, loved ones, friends. Sometimes you have to, I say this all the time, get away from people who has your problem and get around people who has your solution. So we have to put ourselves in a position to be around positive energy. And if you're a single songwriter, musician, whatever it is that you want to do, follow your gut and keep going. And no will happen. You will get the no's, but when one door closes, another one is available and open for you. But just keep going. Never give up, ever.
Yeah, what's that expression? Misery loves company?
Absolutely. There you go. That's it. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And that's the inspiration behind my song, Stomp the Ants. I wrote that song in 15 minutes, and it was about an individual or a coworker from the past who basically told me, you're too old to write lyrics and think about music. And I looked at him, I'm like, I said, what? And I
wow.
went home, and I wrote that song in 15 minutes, you know, and it's very true. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And
absolutely.
That's very true. You got to go for it, and don't take no for an answer.
Absolutely.
Hey, Belle, tell everybody what's next in all your – I know you have a lot of things going on. Tell everybody all your projects and your social media feeds. I know you have a lot of events coming up.
Thank you. Yes. My upcoming project, so I am directing a play, a stage play right now, and we're traveling with the play. And the name of the play is called The Shell of a Man. So I'm directing that play, The Shell of a Man. I also have an upcoming conference called I Am the CEO Conference. And I have that project coming up. I have also my Women of Honor Award Show that I do on an annual basis with my business partner, Tina Bridges. So I have a lot of things going on right now. So that is some of my upcoming projects. Shell of a Man, my women's conference, my I Am the CEO networking mixer, that's coming up. So, yeah, I'm very busy these days, absolutely.
That's incredible. You're directing a play. How wonderful is that?
That's amazing. I love this play. It's about seven men with seven issues, and it's unscripted, and it is amazing. And we are taking this play on the road.
That's great. And I know you're very passionate with, you know, the issues that face women today. And I know you're very passionate. I follow you on social media. And just talk for a couple of minutes about the woman today and her role. You know, to me, there should be absolute 100% equality with women. And just talk a minute about that.
About the woman's role? Is that what you said?
But but the Women's Crusade. I know you're part of many women's groups and you present. So, yeah, talk to us a little bit about that.
Great question. I feel that, you know, a while back, men took over, you know, the film industry, the radio, you know, it was a man's world, right? It really was a man's world. Until, you know, you have a lot of women that are running corporations. You have a lot of women that are giving back. You have a lot of women that have been held back for so long that now we stand with the men. That's so powerful because back in the day when my grandparents were here, the men went to work, right, and the wives stayed home. So guess what? The wives are now going to work, and sometimes the husbands stay home. So the roles are reversed, and there's so many women that have their own TV network. There are so many women that are out here helping families win. You don't see that.
No, and as it relates to music,
ago,
I mean,
you
there's
didn't
so
see
many,
that at all.
Yeah, there's so many. No, there's so many great female artists out here with music. I mean, I can think of so many that I just absolutely love. I think one of my favorite female artists, and I'm sure you like her too, Annie Lennox, used to be with the Eurythmics. Annie Lennox and Stevie Nicks. And Anna and Nancy Wilson with Heart.
Yeah, you have a lot of women taking over the music industry, the film industry. You know, women are doing the camera, the directing, the producing, the casting. They do it. We're doing it all. My hat goes off to every single female entrepreneur today that are actually helping people win. That's really, really, that's strong. That's really strong.
Hey, Belle, one other question I have for you in terms of your manager role, do you actively seek additional artists to work with, or are you exclusive to Lester?
I'm open to everybody, any and everybody.
Okay.
I have so many celebrity clients. I am totally open to helping anybody. I've also won a award for Publicist of the Year. So I'm also a publicist and a manager. Absolutely. Yes. Yep.
We may have to have a conversation, Belle.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay,
Lester has just been, you know, giving you so many compliments. I think we should have a conversation.
Okay. We sure will. Absolutely. Whenever you're ready,
I'm
always ready.
Okay. Well, Belle, I want to really tonight. I really enjoyed the conversation. Again, I have great respect for you as an entrepreneur. Let's just say that. As an artist, you're doing so many different things, and you're doing everything well. And you bring a lot of class, and you're passionate in what you do. And you know, thanks again for coming on tonight in our first show and our new time slot.
I thank you for having me. Great interview. Great job. I appreciate this so much.
And we're going to post the replay of this interview on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for everyone you're associated with so they can listen to the show. Again, I think I'm going to send you a message here on social media and see if we can have a conversation.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again, Belle. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye now.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, we thank Belle Nickerson. Please follow and support Belle on all of her projects and her social media feeds. Please visit my website, everybody, russellfoiseymusic.com, to check out my sound, all my news. And there's some great merch to include music, T-shirts from my songs. Again, everybody, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of the Original Extreme Radio Show. New time slot, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, moving forward every Thursday. Thank you again, Bill, and remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.